know if I've heard this one before. No, I have. Oh, yeah.
All right, before we start pulling in Oscars and get too white, okay, nothing? I nailed that joke. All right, jerk.
Views?
Yeah. So guys, listeners, come on. We have almost 1,700 views.
That is
pretty awesome. We definitely,
on our website, not on any of our videos or anything else.
Yeah,
just on
the website
filmnark.com.
Yeah. Super appreciate anyone out there that's listening and clicking on our stuff. This is episode 5, I think, which is crazy that we've only done 5 of these, really, and we have about 1,700 views. So thank you all a bunch. We got some good stuff to make it up to you for listening. Probably should be our number one priority to try and make a good show for you to come back and listen again. I'd like to kind of think about what we've done so far and kind of take a look at our year in review.
Yeah. All right. Done a lot of movie reviews, which has been great.
Yeah.
It justifies me seeing so many movies.
What's your favorite movie that you've seen that you've reviewed?
Oh, man. That's
like,
so
there's
tough.
Ratings that are higher than others, but it doesn't necessarily mean enjoyment.
One of my biggest surprises that I didn't, like, I never did a review for it was Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. I didn't do a review for that because I think I saw that before we started the show. But that was just a real surprise. It was a really good movie. It was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. I've only given 2 5-out-of-5s for Force Awakens and What We Do in the Shadows. And I think I liked... Well, Force Awakens was exciting. It was cool that we started this and that movie, you know, came out while we were doing a movie show.
Yeah.
That was great. That was really fun to see. But we did a segment of the top 5 bloodiest movies for our Halloween episode. And the movies that I had to research and watch were just movies that I never really watched or researched when I was younger. And I really, really enjoyed them. I found this whole, like, genre of movie that I didn't even know existed that I loved.
Yeah.
So that's one of my peaks of, like, what's happened in this past year. And but, I mean, a lot of it is just doing the show has been really fun and talking about movies. I've liked a lot of the challenges that we've done. Trying to come up with, you know, a 3 different genre movie that is one cohesive trilogy. That was fun.
That was fun. That was a good one.
Yeah, and when we did the take 2 different movies and make them the same movie.
Yeah.
Just little things like that is actually really fun to do, and just, like, pitching different ideas. And, you know, I like to think about movies and watch them, so it's been nice to have an outlet to just talk about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
For me... I love Irrelevant because it lets me complain about things that people normally don't let me complain about because they're too weird, and I can do it on here. So that's nice.
Yeah.
I always love just figuring out what makes people angry because it's the little things that are the most interesting, I think. Like, everyone's mad at certain things, like, oh, war, it's awful. But, you know, if you're upset at the toothpick dispenser or something...
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's really interesting to me. I mean, yes, most toothpicks...
I never trust those ones that, like, you turn it once and one toothpick comes off.
No, yeah, they're egotistical.
Those are cool, but I don't trust them because that's an unwrapped toothpick.
They're a little cocky, those ones.
Like, I don't care how did you put those in there without soiling them with your hands?
Yeah. For me, it just seems... They seem arrogant.
I don't
want to
possibly stab myself... with something that someone's hands have been on.
Yeah.
And I doubt they were gloves loading those things. I mean, it would be great if they did.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
Honestly. I just always thought they were kind of arrogant. Like, oh, hey, I need a toothpick. Awesome. And it's like, one. Your move. It's well, like, oh,
you can always
like,
turn it again and get another.
Yeah, I know, but still, it just seems a little cocky for a toothpick dispenser.
Yeah.
I don't like its attitude.
It's kind of similar to the straw things where you push the thing down and a straw, except I really like those. Except same thing applies, like, how'd you load those in there?
Yeah. But sometimes you'll do it and, like, two will come out. And then you're like, whoa, hey.
What the hell am I going to do with this extra straw?
What am I going to do? Better throw it away and kill a dolphin.
Or pop
what I better
it.
Do.
You know, wrap it up and pop it. I love doing that.
Yeah. But I'd say another one of my favorite segments. I had it. It was right on the tip of my tongue.
Let me think.
It would be... You're going to cut this down, right?
If we see, yeah.
Because I just had it. It's, what the hell was it?
I don't know. There's, you know...
You start talking, I'll think.
There's screen selection. Mm. There's, or scene selection, not screen selection. Mm. Scene selection. There's, over-under.
Over-under...
There's a highbrow. There's which you hate. What else is there? There's more than that.
TO2
trailers.
What was it? That was a good one. I really liked. I don't know. Just any of the Star Wars talk. I always really liked. I liked all of our episodes. It wasn't favorite segment, it was my favorite moment.
Oh, okay.
Favorite moment of the show. Absolutely when the Mormons came by. That was the most surprising and just random things that ever could have happened. And then when they actually rang the doorbell, I got super nervous about like confronting them, but I already said I would in the show, so I couldn't
like,
really go
even
back on
talk
it.
Talk to them?
No, not really.
I'm fine with them. I was excited to talk to him.
But yeah, I was talking big. And then they rang the doorbell, and I was like, oh, now I gotta do it.
You were, like, sad to find out that you had to actually talk to them?
Yeah, and then, like, invite them in to be on the show, which was so awkward.
Which was great.
That was such a
great
moment.
Perfectly awkward.
Such a great moment.
I mean, I felt like it was so... I mean, they go to your house, and they knock on your door, and... I felt like it was kind of payback for all the people who got interrupted during dinner. You know what I mean? It's like... Oh, you're going to make us feel awkward by walking up and knocking on your, you know, some stranger's door? But we're going to make you feel awkward by having you be on this show.
Yep. So there you go, world. We got the Mormons back.
That
you.
Was cool of them, though. They, like,
no,
talked
that was
to
really
us a
cool.
little bit. And they're, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Apparently they're not allowed to watch movies when they're on missions. I'll never forget that piece of random information that's really random.
Yeah. So we'll always know that.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there and someone's like, I will give someone $100 if they know the answer to this question. Do Mormons watch movies while they're on mission? And you could be like, whoa. Hey, Clark. No, they don't.
No. I know for sure. I asked him.
From the mouth of babes.
I talked to him. Talked to him live and in person, and they said no, that they don't do it.
And we have video proof.
Yeah.
So, boom.
Yeah, just doing the show, you know.
Yeah.
Making some of the things that I really enjoyed was like making the intro song.
Yeah.
That was really fun to do.
That was a lot of
like,
fun.
And setting that all up and making it sound right. That's fun. I love that intro thing that we have.
I'm just very excited that we were actually able to do this show and put it together. I've worked on a couple other different projects that kind of went nowhere. I always have a million ideas and I never follow through with any of them. But I'd been talking to Chris for a while. We're friends from way back when we were kids. And I've always been his best friend. I kind of like him.
That's awkward.
But
don't talk about that.
I came to him with this idea for the show and kind of making it more about positivity in movies and like making a show with people who just like movies.
Right, making a show, and it's not like a critique or anything like artsy or anything, you know, it's just people talking about movies who really enjoy movies. And that's what really cut to the quick with me is like, let's do a more positive show where it's not like, oh, this thing sucked and this thing sucked, but rather just talking about like you know, hey, a lot of people say this movie is bad, but I liked it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I thought this was good, and this was good, and, you know, it's kind of fun to, like, talk about the prequels, but actually talk about things that you liked out of them. Like, yeah. Things like that, I think, is a really fun thing to do, so... But we did Some Dudes in a Movie, which was a show that we tried to do with, like, a bunch of our friends from high school, and, It was really fun, but,
Surprised you threw that out.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
But I, it was really fun while it lasted, but this has been a lot more, like, you know...
Down to earth.
And just, I really, like, this is more easy to do, and it's just more, like, repeatable, and it's actually more about movies. That was really just an excuse to hang out.
Yeah, pretty much. We just decided to record what it would be like when a group of friends got together, and we just happened to be watching a movie. That's kind of what the whole thing was. While this is something that I've actually really wanted to do, is actually kind of do almost like a talk show and talk about movies, and Chris has a very emotional reaction to movies, so it's a lot about... No, I mean, like... You judge it by, like, how it makes you feel and stuff. Like, you have an emotional connection to a movie, you like it more, and you get really into it.
I think more about the way the movie makes me feel than... Yes. Yeah.
And I think more about, like, oh, interesting, how did they make this movie? What are the quirks with the writing? Like, what... I dig a little bit more into, like, the science behind it and why they wrote it. And the interlocking pieces between characters and, like, the writing and all that.
But we both enjoy it for what it is.
Absolutely.
I hate it when people see this amazing movie that, like... So you take some of the most talented people in the world, and you take, most of the money in the world.
Yeah.
And you throw it at something that's purely just for people's entertainment, you know? And I hate it when someone goes to that and just says, you know... I didn't like it, or you, and they just, like, I feel like half the time people don't like movies because they want to seem like they want to be deviant, they want to be different from everyone else, and like this whole hipster movement, and I don't know, it really bothers me. It's like a lot of people put a lot of work into something just to entertain you, and all you can do is say, you know. I mean, it's true that not all movies are good, but...
And it always bugs me when people take movies too serious. Like, if you're not a legitimate film critic, shut up. Like, honestly, like, you can not like a movie, that's fine, but the reasons bug me. Like, a lot of people are like, well, Transformers was okay, but the storyline wasn't that great, and it's like, you know, just take a step back from inside the movie.
Were those movies ever about the storyline?
And look at the movie about toys that you're critiquing right now that are about giant robots that turn into vehicles.
Well, it's the people who are like, I just didn't feel like it was believable when Bumblebee said this to this. And it's like, you thought it was believable that giant machines, you know, turn into cars and they're from space. And
they're like watching the action sequences and they're like, I can see that happening. I have no problem
that looks
with this.
I just don't think that he could actually speak with radio stations. That just doesn't...
How does he know what the stations are saying to put together words and sentences?
Like movies, enjoy movies. We like them, and we made a show about it. And
absolutely.
If you enjoy it, that means a lot to us, because we're literally just... Most of what we put on here is just... things that we normally talk about, but we actually planned it. That's like the only difference.
Yeah.
And so it's cool. Anyhow.
And we get to share it with you, because we feel like we may have some opinions that other people don't. I tend to look at things sideways. If you haven't been able to tell from any of our episodes so far, I look at things a little differently. And I think Chris looks at things very straightforward. Like, hey, this is what it is. Let's dive into that, and it's awesome, if it's awesome. If it's bad,
then it's bad.
It's bad. It's kind of like, you know what it's like? Movies are like baseball players. I'm the guy who's looking at their stats and going, okay, well, on average, these are doing this. They're hitting at about a 250, right? They have these hits. He's a really good baseball player. But if there's a week of that baseball player not feeling good, and not doing good, Chris is the one watching going, he stinks, why don't they bench him and put him in there? You use your eyes to see it while I go by the stats. That's kind of how we judge movies, I think.
Sort of.
So as a whole, I'll look at a movie, get the stats off of it like a baseball player and be like, oh, for his career, he's been extremely solid. He's a good baseball player. But you may be watching him now and going like, oh, he's not that great. I don't care about his career
right now. He's not, yeah. Like, so, well, I watched the movie and I, you know, I watched the movie. I don't think about that other stuff. If
someone's stats are awful, then I'll be like, oh, on average, you know, these stats aren't very good. He's not a very good baseball player. But he could be going on a 10-game run, and you could be like, hey, this guy's amazing. He's
so in movies, it could be like, oh, this movie, like, made $300 million at the box office. And I would be like, hey, you know, I just didn't feel like the character spoke to me.
Yeah.
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 Baseball cards. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to get out of here and go about the rest of our day while you sulk.
We're still going to do Oscar. We're going to talk about the Oscars.
Oh, were we?
I guess we don't need to. We did a lot during Highbrow.
We did. But a lot of non-talking.
Yeah. There's a... I think... I looked up his name. It was like Nicholas something. But his like character name is like Nux.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Max Fury Road. I think he should be nominated for Best Supporting Actor. I thought he was amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
And what he did, like, really helped make that movie what it is, which is amazing. I thought that... I was surprised that Star Wars wasn't nominated for Best Picture. You said something about that? You felt like it was, like, too late to really make the cut or something?
I would say that's possible, although they were up for visual...
Visual effects.
Yeah, like, visual
effects.
They're
up for some things, but... not Best Picture. And I thought it was one of two things. Either it's not really the type of movie that the Academy likes to give an Oscar to, first of all. But second of all, I think they might be doing it like they did with the Lord of the Rings, where none of the movies, like Fellowship of the Ring and Two Towers or whatever, barely got anything. But then Return of the King, like, won everything.
Yeah.
So they might be waiting for, like, the final.
Yeah. They're like, there's still more movies.
Yeah.
It'll get its due.
So, I don't know. Do you think there's any, like, sure thing? Like, if you were going to put your money on this winning, what would it be?
This is going to be an unpopular answer.
Okay.
But I don't think there is a sure thing. I think it's really hard to predict what they're going to do. Because with reward shows, anytime I watch them, I'll be like, that is totally going to get it. And it will be something totally different. And I'm like, what? Like,
well, you're crazy. It depends on what you, like, judge it by. If it's your own opinion, then you can never know. But if it's, like, you know, they tend to pick movies like Spotlight or The Big Short, which have to... Yeah, but there are a few movies like that this year, so they're all in contention. I think... I'm hoping that Leonardo DiCaprio gets Best Actor.
Yeah.
I think if they were to not give him, and which is kind of sad in a sense because he didn't get it for all these other amazing roles that he played, but I just feel like they can't not give him, you know, like they can't snub him again.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
If it happens again, he should change his name to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did see, Trumbo, and Bryan Cranston was really good in that, but I still think I want DiCaprio to get it. But any performances that you really wish would have gotten nominated that didn't, you know, snubs for you?
See, I'm not as up to date on a lot of the newer movies because I don't really go to theaters. I kind of catch up when things are released on the video and stuff. I just don't have time or money to go and do it.
Yeah.
But I've been watching some older movies recently, and some of them just didn't get any sort of notice or any sort of awards. But that's one of my resolutions, is to watch a lot more recent movies and kind of keep up with it. But some of the ones I know that they've shown are Mad Max, and I think visually it was awesome. I don't think it was that great of a movie. I mean...
I've liked it. So when I first saw it, I was like, that was just an action movie. But as I've watched it more, the more I watch it, the more I like it.
Yeah.
Because when you see it once, you see, like, the broad picture. Yeah. But when you really pay attention on, like, the second and third viewing... You realize that there really is a lot of story. It's just visual story.
It's unspoken.
And so they tell this whole plot, and there actually is a lot of story to it. It's just, like you said, it's not really acted. It's not up-in-your-face story. It's visual story. It's look at the way these things look and what that tells you about the world.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it again.
It's definitely worth another look-see. They're amazing. Look, 2015, just in general, was a great year for movies.
Yeah.
I think that that will continue on. I think later on we'll be like, remember 2015? Dang, that was a good year for movies.
Which is good, because TV has been stomping movies for a while now.
Which is true, and I think that's part of the reason why. I think movies are like, dang, we got to step our game up, because TVs have been kind of like showing them up. And which is interesting, because you see a lot of these big stars, these movie stars, doing TV now. So it's a whole new world. And I'm kind of excited about it. I love TV. I've always kind of preferred that form of entertainment, because it's like, you know, half an hour at a time.
Just you can
like,
flesh it out a little more.
And yeah, and you can do so much more with it. So, yeah.
Which is great why Daredevil went to Netflix. I get to see one of my favorite heroes fleshed out more.
I'm pretty excited about story. Netflix and what they're doing to entertainment in general, because like everybody else has to step their game up because Netflix is around, and now that they're making original stuff, they can, because the company that's it makes sense for them as a company selling this to have something that judges what you enjoy and then making suggestions, and then they take that and they have all that information, and not only is it on Netflix, but they can use it to make new shows, and a lot of the stuff that they're doing is really, really kind of exactly what I would say, hey, let's see more of this.
Yeah.
So it's working. Anyhow, keep watching, and thank you for being film narkians.
Let's make it to 2000.
Well, we're the film narks.
Tell your friends.
They're the people that we're spying to. Who is that? If we're the narcs, who are the people that... They're not film narkians. They're like...
Well, we're narking to them.
Exactly. We're the tattletales. Who are they?
The investigators?
Maybe.
Because they're investigating our show to get information?
Yeah. About film.
I'll tell you what. Go to our Facebook. Just look up Film Narc. And feel free to comment about what the fan base should be called. Now I know there's probably two of you who are watching this.
Yeah.
And I probably work next to you, so you could just lean over and tell me. But yeah. So, have a good one. Stay beautiful.
Milk was a bad choice.
I don't know what that voice